Shine, absolute banger on Friday. A Patriots Friday, no less. And it is the final one of the season. Mercy. We're all screaming mercy when it comes to this New England Patriots season. And Jelani Tavai will join us one more time in about half an hour. But we have leads left. Curtis is back. How was everything? Christmas? James enjoy his second Christmas?
I think this is number three.
Oh, number three. Okay.
Yeah. He loved it. I have to say Arizona can deal without it. Not a lot there.
I didn't realize you went to Arizona.
Yeah, went out there. And James, you know, we had the pool occasionally, which was nice. Yeah, but. Yeah. Was in like every children's museum imaginable, and I kind of need the ocean. The desert,
I'm
not for me.
I have I've been there once for a, I went to a Super Bowl or two there, but I've also been there for a golf trip with the fellas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you're going to go there and drink and golf with buddies, that's a totally great spot to do it.
I played Greyhawk, is that the TPC club there with the island green shine? I think it's Greyhawk. Anyway,
that's what you are.
Yeah. We're glad to have you back.
It's great to be here, and I want to begin 2025 with a compliment to Bill Belichick.
Oh.
This was the line of the early 2025 year when he joined the Pat McAfee show and finally and at last mocked the Kraft Paid and Bought Dynasty docuseries.
There's shots from Do Your Job 1, Do Your Job 2, Do Your Job 3. I don't know how many of those documentaries we have, but it's the only time we've got to see.
There's only one, but go ahead.
Okay, all right. Anyways, there needs to be Do Your Job 2. But
the other documentary, as you remember, is The Roast. I wouldn't count that one.
Excellent. And it strikes me today, Greg, as someone who has not thought the Patriots were going to move on from Mayo, but it's that bad. Gerard Mayo today is the modern-day Mo Lewis. Robert Kraft is Bledsoe. And what Mayo did this year was not his fault entirely. Mitch has a graphic about Pro Bowlers drafted from 2014 through the 2023 draft. Bill Belichick's final draft. They are dead last.
Dead last, yeah.
3.3% with... Wow. The greatest coach in the history of the sport.
Right.
That's how bad the roster was.
And I bet you a couple of those Pro Bowlers were special teamers.
Matthew Slater every year.
Right.
So what it brings me to is Mayo was not going to get fired, but he has been awful at the things he was expected to be good at from the beginning. Messaging in the media has been an F. The defense getting worse, F. That's all. It's okay. Robert Kraft wanted him to be successful. It's just failing. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity for a fresh start earlier than anticipated because it's just not working and it's now clear for everyone to see.
Is that position adjusted for Brendan Schooler? would they move up?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Because I think maybe what the last positional player that was a true, like, Pro Bowler, other than a special teamer, wasn't it? Mac Jones?
Yeah, and he was an alternate.
Right.
Yes.
So I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you who was the last.
Steph Gilmore, maybe?
No, he wasn't drafted by the Patriots.
Oh, that's true.
No, I'm just, I wonder, who was their last, like, Pro Bowl non-alternate, positionally wise?
Yeah. All right, Chris, Edelman? I don't know.
Great lead. So you're with me.
I am.
It's time for a change.
Yeah. Sadly.
Unfortunately. Hello, Courtney.
Nice guy.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Since the Patriots stink, Bruins stink, I'm going to do a positive Celtics lead because obviously they're cruising this season so far. And they were cruising last night. I mean, it was a close one, but it was without Jaylen Brown or Kristaps Porzingis. Jason Tatum has been outstanding this season so far, but Mark D'Amico, who works for the Celtics, had a great tweet that's comparing this season to last season. I brought it up at the end of the show yesterday, but I didn't go into detail, and I want to now. Because through 33 games, now this was yesterday, now they're through 34, this season, the Celtics are 24-9. They're now 25-9. Rarely at full health. We've had a rare game where we're at full strength this year with the Celtics. The Celtics threw 33 games last season with excellent health, 26-7.
Wow.
When you compare those two seasons and how this Celtics team has been health-wise, mm-hmm. it's pretty remarkable. And I think that with all of the negatives around Boston sports, it's good that we have the Celtics team as a light, because it's looking pretty dark everywhere else. So Celtics repeating just looks better and better as the season continues.
And they got a nice, it's not a nice run, but it's against, you know, you're on the road against, last night against, you know, four really good teams. You got Houston, they have then Oklahoma City and Denver. So,
and I would say Mark D'Amico, who's paid by the Celtics, nice guy, I'm sure, didn't mention the Celtics have the 23rd toughest schedule so far this year in the NBA.
Oh.
They played a lot of bad teams to this point.
Well,
all right, Courtney, thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So there's been a lot of chatter going on about the game on Sunday. So I'm going to kind of put everybody at to ease and say, I heard Billy O, you asked him about this, what he would do. Sit Drake, man. That's it. Sit him. Sit Drake.
Bill O'Brien disagrees.
Yeah, I know he disagrees, and I get it because I understand where he's coming from. It does have this look in the locker room like, hey, we are tanking to try to keep that number one position for the number one overall pick. But guess what? Half the guys on this roster probably won't even be here next year. So what the hell do you even have to, you know, say, hey, this is the way we're doing things?
I was all over this yesterday, and people on Twitch, like normal, were calling me an idiot. But why risk the kid getting hurt, and why try to win the football game? Like, I'm sorry, I know it's a loser attitude. Mm-hmm.
Because you can't say it really what you're doing publicly.
Yeah, but that's okay. You can sit him and say you're worried about him, you know, you're worried about his health, or just sit him.
Like,
yeah, but
I'm kind of limited at practice as it is. So.
Yeah,
but I'm not worried about him getting hurt. I'm worried about them winning the football game.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. Like, I'm not worried about if Josh Allen was playing the whole game. All right, I got no problems with that. But I don't trust that Josh Allen's going to play the whole game and Drake May is going to give you the best chance to win.
Yeah,
play the kid Joe Milton, and he's going to struggle because it'll be his first game. He's a rookie. And that gives you a chance at you winning the game drastically drops.
Wiggy says sit Drake May.
Sit him.
On Sunday.
You need that number one overall pick.
All right, thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
It appears that WNBA All-Star Angel Reese has left social media, all social media platforms.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's hurt for us.
She posted a photo of herself on New Year's Eve, which if you're watching the show on Twitch or YouTube, you can now see.
Looking good.
And you should watch the show on Twitch or on YouTube every day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And I don't know if it was the backlash. I don't know if there were those who were critical, they often are.
They always are.
About me, about whether I dye my hair, about how many chins I have, whatever. But Angel Reese, unfortunately, shared this photo of herself, not wearing very much. And now she has left social media. I don't know if it's for good or not. But
it's crazy because she deleted her Instagram, but she's still on Twitter or X. And I think X is a way worse platform when it comes to negativity. Yeah. It's just like we've been saying it forever. Her comment section is like the dirtiest, grossest, most hateful place in the world. So I don't blame her. She's got her podcast. Right. She's doing fine.
And she probably doesn't post that much on Twitter when it comes to pitches. But people generally get on her because she is somebody that is proud of her, you know, physical appearance.
As she should be.
Right? No problem with that. She likes to dress in a way where she wants to look good and appealing. And the problem is that, you know, she'll say some things on the, like, for like her basketball play and that kind of thing. People don't like that. Then they see her dressed like this, and then it's the person that she's tied to when it's Caitlin Clark, and Caitlin Clark is, she don't dress like this. Caitlin don't, you know. And so one's viewed as, oh, look at the other one. Why can't you have this good look, being wholesome? Caitlin don't dress like this and blah, blah, blah. So she's probably dealing with all that nonsense.
Most shocking.
But is it nonsense if they're really different in those ways?
No, but it is, because I think a lot of women, you know, especially if they're proud of their appearance, so what if they dress?
No, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm saying that they're different in how they're covered because they're different in how they act.
Well, I think it's more about this here and her hate is because of her appearance. And so it's like,
well, I think there were some who felt like she was being hypocritical because she had said, don't sexualize me. And then, you know, here you are posting this. And there are
that's like saying a woman, oh, you deserved what happened because you was wearing that.
Yeah,
that's
stop. Like, I don't think that the media should be sexualizing her or people should be jumping to the way in which they describe her. She can dress however she wants.
Right.
Yeah. She's wearing more than a bathing suit in this. Right. Like, give her a break.
The most shocking thing to me was I almost wore the same thing on New Year's Eve.
Hey, if you can do it, flaunt it.
Considering that same outfit.
That would have been good.
All right. Huh? Well, we got to take a break. Those are the leads. We are going to get to They Said It and what DeMarcus Covington said to prove that there is no beef between he and Keon White coming up next.